All right, Talking Travel is the name of the game now, and Sally Lucas is here with a couple of interesting topics today you were getting into. Sally, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm going to mention about why do we travel? What just prompts us to feel that we've got to escape, get away from it all, or maybe we're not getting it away from all. It could be all sorts of reasons, which we'll soon discover. And then the benefits of group travel as opposed to independent travel.
All right, so a bit of logical stuff and a bit of psychology today, Sally, with
absolutely
with Talking Travel. Basically, we're on the psychiatrist's couch with Sally today, figuring out why we travel. Why do we travel, Sally?
Well, I think initially for us down here at the bottom half of the world, as we say, down under, it is our remoteness, that we're not connected to any other countries. And also, it's our ancestry, because nearly all of our ancestors, or basically most of us, not all of us, but most of us, our ancestors have come from northern...
From somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. From somewhere, but generally England, Europe, you know, those sort of... So I think that's one of the reasons for us. But then again, there's lots of other reasons. Like, it takes us out of our comfort zone sometimes. It challenges you. It makes you more adaptable to explore and do something that's really different. It's great to even learn a new language, even if you're only learning some of it, which I always suggest people do. And these days it's so much easier now with apps and God knows what that can help you with that. The old day you had your little phrase book that you took with you and then you lived on that, opening
really
up the pages
like
and really looked like, whereas now everyone's got a phone. It can help you make the world a better place even. Like if you travel and, as we've said before, only leave behind, you know, footprints. You can help. There's lots of community-based programs you can do now, whether it be in Nepal or somewhere, or doing, you know, good work if you want to have that side of travel where you really feel that you're helping someone else. You're going to see some of the most incredible landscapes in the world, whether it be mountains or lakes or rivers or whatever it is. It's inspiring. It gives you a change of scenery to home, lets you connect with other cultures and arts, helps you de-stress, recharge. All of that. Travel humbles you. Like I always say, that's what happened to me in the Antarctic. I felt so humble. There's this immense, white, magnificent landscape with all the icebergs of all shapes, colours and sizes and the wildlife. You know, you just felt that you were so privileged to be there, which, again, I guess is the next one. It allows you to connect with nature, which is up to you again, of course, how you go to travel, increases your feeling of gratitude. You're thankful. You think, aren't I lucky that I've been able to do this or achieve this? And you might have had something on your bucket list since you were a child. My childhood dream was the first place I ever wanted to go to was Switzerland. You know, and it is one of, still to me, one of the most beautiful countries, small, tiny, little, beautiful country. That
it's probably
you
for
to.
The chocolate, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
See, there you
absolutely.
Go.
It helps teach you self-confidence, self-acceptance, chance to study. You might be going, you know, overseas to study or learn in a new culture. History, of course, is so important, as we all know. So you're going to learn so much history about when you go and its impact on places you visit. If you're travelling with friends, it often strengthens friendship bonds. Or it might even...
Might have the reverse effect.
Or it can. I was going to say, be careful who you travel with. Or it could even actually strengthen your romantic relationships or not. One way or the other. You're going to see art in some of the world's best museums, if that's your bent. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to see things that you won't see here. You know, we have magnificent country in ourselves, but ours is more, I call it, a geographical, beautiful country because we don't have a long history. We've got a very short history in the rest of the world's, you know, scheme of things. You'll meet new and interesting people, cultures, as I've said before. Food is so important, I think, you know, to experience new food. And that's, to me, half the joy of travel is doing that. Escaping everyday life, getting you out of your comfort zone and just be able to maybe tick something off your bucket list that you've always wanted to do that you just haven't got around to doing. Lets you tap into your interests too. Like, you know, if there's something you're specifically interested in, whether you're a person who loves hiking, climbing, art, you know, whatever it may be, you can find, you know, a holiday that's going to tap into whatever it is your interests are. So, and I just, it's just finding something. For some people, it's actually finding a home away from home. Like, you especially find like a couple where one might be from here and one might be from England. So they might say, oh, we're going to spend half our time in Australia and half. So they have two homes. So they're spreading themselves around and exploring both halves of the world. So, yeah, there's lots of reasons why we travel. But I think the main thing is you get wonderful memories. And it's just something exceptional to do. And the planning, as I've said before, is the most important thing, whether you're travelling independently or on a group holiday, doesn't matter. It's the planning, because everything you put into it, or the more you put into it, shall I say, the more you're going to get out of it.
That could be fun too. Oh, well, it always is.
It is. I think sitting, I mean, I start 12 months ahead from when I'm going somewhere and start Googling and looking things up and thinking, you know, what has this country got to offer that I don't know about that suddenly become available? You know, there's just so many different facets that you can, you know, include or, you know, follow to make sure you're making it. Well, you're spending a lot of money. You want to make it a holiday or the holiday that you dream of.
All right, Sally, you mentioned group travelling. We'll take a look at that in the next little bit as Talking Travel continues with our travel guide, our travel expert and part-time psychologist today. Psychiatrist? No, psychologist.
They're not psychologists.
Somewhere in the middle. Talking Travel now with Sally Lucas as Sally's back, ready to go with group touring. Now, Sally, generally a lot of folks are kind of in one camp or the other. They love the group touring or they love doing their own thing. Let's get into it.
You're absolutely true in that regard. But group journeys, and particularly, I guess, as you get older, you sometimes lose your confidence a bit, or if you haven't travelled for a number of years. But they can take you to places where you might fear to venture solo. Places that, you know, you're not quite confident about travelling in.
And you're not talking about going down dark alleys or anything like that.
No. And it can take the hassle out of travel as well. But they can deliver you what I would say an effortless and efficient overview of a country or a continent you've never visited before. And you might think, okay, I've got the confidence now to go back and do that on my own. But for the first time, you might think, oh, I'm going to get the history. I'm going to have a guide. And if it's a country where there's not a lot of English spoken, often even in museums, you might not have good English to understand what you're looking at. So I think there is a place, personally, and it's horses for courses, as you've said. But it's convenient, it's reliable, it's safe as any travel can be, because they won't operate a tour into an area if it's not safe. So you know that you're going to be, you know, safe as possible, and with a guide as well, which helps. So there's someone there that you can always rely on to help you out if you've got a problem, whether it be with language, with money, with feeling unwell, with whatever it may be, with communication. And so it can also be, in some regard, liberating, because it means you're not having to worry about book a train ticket, find a hotel, or even haul a suitcase. It's all done for you. So I just thought I'd mention some of the areas if you are thinking of, and I'm not covering all of these, but that you might like to include if you're thinking of doing a tour. Now, one which I think you would have to be on a tour to do is memorials of World War II in France. Like, you'd want all that history. You'd want to be able to do it. And we're not talking about long tours here, like some of these are anything from four. You can do a day trip just to Amiens and go out to the battlefields, which I've done, but you can do a four-day tour, three-day, or an eight-day tour, depending how much in depth you want to do. And that would be a lovely thing to do. And they operate from March to June each year. I mean, the Canadian Rockies, a beautiful part of Canada. I mean, it's just so stunning. And to do that Rocky Mountain Rail, you know, and be able to get on that, know it's all included. You're not going to miss any of the major sightseeing. You'll go up to Whistler on a general tour. I'm talking about of the Canadian Rockies. There, you'll get across to Victoria on Vancouver Island. You'll do lots of wonderful things in British Columbia, and you know the Moraine Lake is just stunning. And I would travel there like you'd consider like April to September, unless you're a skier, of course, because you know most of the tours will run, pardon me, out of the winter months. The other one, of course, there's a corker of a cruise, actually, that's going with Oceania Cruises. And it's doing Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, Malta and Italy. And you're going into some really interesting ports, Kotor, Corfu, Valletta, Naples, Dubrovnik, Split, Catania. It's just an amazing itinerary, and they've got a cruise departing 16 October this year. And look, honestly, it's a really great long cruise, and it's not expensive at all. The other one that's become really interesting at the moment, Japan's just been selling like hotcakes, as is Vietnam, but India is a big seller as well. And again, people forget places like India, Sri Lanka and so on. they've got amazing wildlife and national parks. Everyone thinks Africa, Africa.
Yeah, the subcontinent is good for that, though.
Yeah. So there's so much interesting stuff you can do there. Like India, for example, you've got, you know, the magnificent forts of the desert state Rajasthan, Jaipur, which has got the pretty pink palaces, Jaisalmer, which is all golden, Jodhpur's mainly painted in blue. Indians love their colour, and it's significant everywhere you travel throughout India. And there's some lovely itineraries there, like a 13-day one that's going this year, October, November, December. Another one is to do the Polynesian expedition in French Polynesia, which goes to all the outlying islands like the Marquesas, etc., and Rangiroa, where you can't get to by air. There's no other way of getting there. So you're getting to these islands where it's life hasn't changed. You know, it's the same.
And there so is a place for a holiday like that, isn't it? I mean, you're just disconnecting from everything and going back in time.
Yeah. I've had friends just come back. I can't wait to see her. She's just done a cruise very similar to this. And one of the photos she showed me, I was so envious, you know, sitting on this turquoise or edge of a turquoise ocean and this white sand. And
well, there's nothing stopping you, Sally. You can do that.
I might eventually. Another one that's really interesting is Madagascar, because what an unusual island that is, because it's got really these huge baobab trees, like whole forests of them, which are just so unique. And of course, every type of lemur known to man. And I just think they're one of the cutest animals on earth, the big eyes and all that. So you've got lovely itineraries if you're interested in doing Madagascar. That could be added on obviously onto an African itinerary, or you could just do it, you know, on its own. The Canyonlands of America. Now, that's, again, really interesting, not just the Grand Canyon, but you've got Monument Valley, Bryce Canyon, Zion National Park, Navajo Tribal National Park, Lake Powell, you know, as well as the Grand Canyon. You've got so much else that you can do there, and there's some lovely tours just concentrating on the Canyonlands. And, of course, our own Top End and the Kimberley. As I've said many times, as you know, Mark, it still should be on everybody's bucket list. That cruise from Broome to Darwin is spectacular. And it's just – and I would go just after the wet, because if you go then, you're going to see all the waterfalls at their maximum. As you go on the dry season, ain't going to happen, baby.
Rocks.
You're not going to see it. So really, we went April, and it was stunning because all the waterfalls were tumbling and the rivers were high, and you know, everything was just spectacular. And it's also green then too after the wet season. So there you go.
All right. So in short, group touring gets a big tick from Sally.
Yeah, a bit of both.
Yeah.
Bit of both.
And, of course, talking travel, we're wrapping things up this afternoon with our travel guide. She was our part-time psychologist earlier, Sally Lucas. And, Sally, as always, you have more hot deals than we can poke a stick at.
I certainly have. Firstly, we'll go to 2025 Europe River Cruising with Scenic. They've announced the release of their brochure and super early bird offers for next year, and they've got some great savings to be had. First in, best dressed, as always, Mark. No specific cut-off date. It's just subject to availability. But you can secure up to $4,500 per person towards business class flights when you book on a certain standard of accommodation. Or you can get economy flights included and save an extra $800 per person on a cruise of 11 days or more. Or you can do a Danube in-depth nine-night river cruise for the price of seven as well. So there's lots of offers there. Plus, also at the moment, they have got some great offers as well on a range of Antarctic cruises as well. Even one doing the Antarctica, South Georgia and the Falkland Islands, which is fantastic. So anything like from 22 to 24 days down to just a 13-day that does the Antarctic Peninsula, with some great savings to be had there for next year. And they've also got the same happening throughout Asia on their Asia River Cruising as well throughout Southeast Asia, with super early bird offers where you can save up to $4,300 per person when you book a nine-night cruise and land journey of 15 days or longer. And you also savings of up to $2,300 per person when you book a seven-night cruise and land journey of 13 days or longer. So there's some great offers to be had there. Kimberley, we've just talked about the Kimberley today. Ponant, the French company, whose their 2024 seasons begins next month, and they've got lots of lovely itineraries with some limited vacancies still, not a lot left for this year, but they include return flights and transfers in their packages, so that's a good deal. You're not having to look for the airfare. as well. It's already all done for you, which is a bit like we were talking earlier.
It's a package deal, or it's a group touring all over again.
Yeah, all over again. And they also have added 25 new departures to their company, which is absolutely amazing, from Scandinavia to the Atlantic coast, vibrant landscapes of North America, Northern Europe, the Arctic and the Med. So honestly, there's a whole range of fantastic package cruises there for you. Now, if you're looking at doing a lovely itinerary, this is a land itinerary now, land and cruise, should I say, itinerary. It's small ship cruising, which is lovely because you're hugging the Croatian area and all those beautiful, stunning coastlines that are considered some of the most beautiful in the world. And you can save up to $600 per couple and receive a $200 per couple Discover More travel voucher to use on, you know, sightseeing options, etc. But you're also getting a lot of walking tours already included. You're getting a couple of nights on land as well as your cruise. And you're just sailing on the most beautiful small vessels that, you know, have very limited passengers on board, and you're getting everything included on board as well. You're getting not all your drinks on these smaller ship cruising though, but you are getting some arrival drinks and some other benefits on board as well. And hurtigruten, I've got to always throw that in every week for you.
Here's the rule, right? Even if they've got no, if you
even if they haven't got a hot deal.
Well, yeah. If you look on their website, and for no other reason, just the name, and the best they've got is 0.5% off something, you bring that in.
I will.
That's the best.
Okay. Well, they can now have announced 25 and 26 voyages have landed already. So you can
26,
get in.
26. I know.
26. You can receive up for a limited time only a $1,550 onboard credit, which you can use it any way you want, whether it be on excursions, you know, like snowmobiling or husky-drawn sleighs, or indulging in an award-winning degustation dinner at their restaurant, or lots of interesting facts there. And also they have this, what they call an ambassador club. If you become an 1893 ambassador, now why 1893? That's how long they've been cruising the coast. So that's an
Think they'd be sick of it by now. The cruise has been 140 years.
So if you join up and become what they call an 1893 ambassador, you receive a 5% discount on any new bookings you make before the 30th of April. So there you go. See, hurtigruten's always got something.
Like I said, even if they only have 1%, that's the... Doesn't matter.
So that's it for this week.
All right, Sally, a whole lot of stuff there. As always, a pleasure. And we'll get another Talking Travel around the same time next week.
Certainly will.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.